Good morning. Thanks for listening to 1180 WFYL. It's a new day where you can let your voice be heard. That's 610-539-TALK. 610-539-8255. Toll free at 1-877-667-1180. That's right. Toll free at 1-877-667-1180. And it is time on this tax day for, that's right, Paycheck Protection. There is Paycheck Protection legislation that is being lobbied on, that is being debated, and it is all coming to you right now through the airwaves, 1180 WFYL. We're going to be having Representative Daryl Metcalf calling in, joining us. Yeah, a couple other wonderful guests as well. They're going to be coming in. I want to kind of set the stage for what exactly we're going to be talking about with this illustrious panel. And Bob Dick from the Commonwealth Foundation, Ray Taboo, ABC coming in. Got a lot of wonderful things this morning. Well, let's get into what in the world is Paycheck Protection. Now, I'm going to read just a synopsis of what Paycheck Protection is, what it means for you, the problem it addresses, and this is a state issue. This is not a federal issue. This is a state issue so that you are educated and you know what is going on. The problem is currently government workers' time and taxpayer resources, they're being utilized to collect employee union dues and funding for select union-backed political actions committees, the famous PACs, PACs, as they've been called in the mainstream media. These unions and PACs are using the money that they've collected to support candidates and causes that agree with their views, not necessarily those of union members. Government workers are the vehicle through which the collection of these funds takes place. Now, I already see some of you are going, there's an inherent problem here. You're having unions that are for government agencies, so unions comprised of government workers having an issue of government workers collecting funds for those government, government worker unions. We're going to get to that. These unions and PACs use the money they have collected to support candidates and causes that agree with their views, okay? But the union members, sometimes they have a say, sometimes they don't. According to the Commonwealth Foundation, in 2011, state government employee unions collected more than $40 million in dues and fees, and the Pennsylvania State Education Association took in $56 million in dues and fees, with an additional $24 million sent to union affiliates, mainly the National Education Association. These organizations then turned, and they have spent millions of these dollars for political purposes. Now, all Americans have a right, via the First Amendment, for freedom of association, whether in unions or otherwise, and they can contribute to political causes and candidates to their little heart's content. Although it may not be entirely fair to require those same taxpayers to support a select few private organizations engaged in political activities, the state and private sector in politics are intersecting. That's what Paycheck Protection is about, trying to separate those divisions in a legislation that is going to help those who may not always agree with that association and what it can bring. Unions should be required to pay for their own administrative staffs and office equipment to collect their dues. In other words, they should be completely separate from the government. And that's the rub, because we're talking for the most part, and there may be more, and we'll go ahead and talk with our guests about this, but for the most part, we're talking about unions that are comprised of government workers. So they're already, they're government workers, okay? And that's fine. They could be a government worker and they could have a union. There's no issue with that. But the union itself needs to be separate from the government. The union is a private organization. And quite frankly, if the union wasn't separate from the government, then what in the world is the union there in the first place for? Because a union is supposed to protect the worker. And if your employer is the government, and if the government and the union are intertwined, then I'm sorry, your union's pointless. So that's what's at play here. Headlines in Pennsylvania, they've been filled with stories of legislators and more recently a Supreme Court justice who are now convicted felons for utilizing public employee time and equipment for campaign purposes. That is important. Why should there be a legal exception for public employee unions to do essentially the same thing? Now, here is the solution of which we're going to have multiple guests in the next segment. Pennsylvania, and this is what they say, must enact paycheck protection legislation. What this would do would bar state and local governments and school districts from collecting union dues or funds for other private organizations from employees' pay. They're going to remove the government from the union. Sure, the union's the union is comprised of public sector employees, but the union, though, needs to be completely separate in its own operations. The employees can do whatever they want and decide. That's why they form a union. But the union needs to be completely decoupled from the government in all its operations. That's the issue that we have, and that's what this legislation wants to solve. It's pending in the state Senate right now. It's SB 740. According to the Competitive Enterprise Institute, eight states now have adopted paycheck protection. And here's the list: Ohio, Michigan, Arizona, Washington, and Tennessee. So some very, very strong states, because some may say this is a conservative legislation, very strong blue states in there. Pennsylvania, again, this is from the proponents, should join this growing list of states recognizing the unfairness of using government resources to collect money for private organizations engaged in politics. Now, there is an objection. The cost to state and local governments is not that significant, and some unions have expressed a willingness to pay the expense to the state, local, or school districts for their time. If this is true, public sector unions should have no issue with their own employees or equipment being able to collect dues. And a lot of other private organizations and unions already do that as well. There will have to be some form of payment to compensate, which would, again, decouple the joining of the government and a private union, which is what this legislation is about. And again, I make the point again, and I'll make this when we have everyone in. We're going to get to that in the next segment. But you don't have a union if you're working with the very person that you're supposed to have the union to protect yourself against. I mean, this is Pennsylvania. This is Philadelphia. This is the union state, the most famous place in the country for its unions and their influence. That should be self-evident that that is not just an issue for the taxpayer, but for the union member. Because, again, your union's there to protect you from your employer. It's kind of like a separation of powers that we have in government. Before there were unions, sometimes, a lot of times, bosses would take advantage of their employees, and that's why unions were formed. Now today, we're kind of seeing a swing the other way, where unions are taking advantage of their employers, and either extreme is not good. Like with everything, there's got to be a balance. There has to be a balance. If there's no balance, then well, we're just going to tip over. It's like a seesaw. When your friend was on the playground and you guys are going back and forth, and all of a sudden he just got off and you shot up into the air. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. So there's got to be balance. If there's no balance, then we're going to be flying 5 feet in the air, and our head is going to be feeling some pain in about 2 seconds. And that's what we're going to try to avoid here. That's what paycheck protection is about. So we're going to have Senator Metcalf, or Daryl Metcalf, Senator, Representative Daryl Metcalf of the General Assembly of Pennsylvania coming in. He's going to be calling in. And we have coming in studio Bob Dick from the Commonwealth Foundation. We also have Mary Thibault in with us as well. And we're going to be discussing with each one of them this idea of paycheck protection and much more here on the program. So if you're listening, stay right there. That's setting the stage. But we'll be back. Let your voice be heard this morning. That's right. You let your voice be heard at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-8255. We're toll free at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Stay right there. We'll be back after this. Program, you could call in, let your voice be heard. 610-539-TALK is the number to call. That's 610-539-TALK. You could also toll free at 1-877-667-1180. Let your voice be heard. That's 1-877-667-1180. Let your voice be heard this morning. Now, we are talking about paycheck protection. And we have in studio with us, and I said this the wrong way before, now I'm going to kick myself, Mary Thibault. Mary Thibault with Associated Builders and Contracted, President Contractors, President and CEO in studio with us today. We have Bob Dick from the Commonwealth Foundation, and of course we have Representative Daryl Metcalf, who is on the phone with us to talk about paycheck protection this morning. So we'll see if we do these intros right. Representative Metcalf, welcome. Thank you so much for being on the air with us.
Thank you for having me this morning.
And Bob and Mary, thank you so much for being with us on the air this morning.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, and happy tax day.
Yeah, happy tax day. Happy tax day indeed. I've not forgotten it is tax day. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about this because I really want to hear what you guys have to say. I kind of spent the last segment for our listeners setting the stage for what paycheck protection is, the problem, what it is going to solve. The bill is already pending in the state Senate, or the legislation, that is, as SB 740. That's correct, Representative Metcalf?
Well, we have legislation in the House. It's in my committee, House Bill 238. We also have legislation that's been introduced in the Senate. I also have another piece of legislation as a constitutional amendment that I'm introducing in the House, as Senator Wagner introduced a constitutional amendment in the Senate to try and move us forward with ensuring that the taxpayers of Pennsylvania are protected from this abuse that's allowed in law of the taxpayers by allowing private political organizations, i.e. public sector unions, to use taxpayer resources to collect the money that they use for political purposes.
Now, and this is a problem that I brought up in the last segment, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this, Representative Metcalf, that I'm sure a lot of people are thinking these are public sector unions, so they're public sector employees. They're government employees, and it may be difficult practically to separate the mechanisms that are now connecting their private union with government resources to collect dues. That may be difficult to do. Is that something that you have considered in this legislation to separate it in a smart way?
Well, the only difficulty is the power of the unions here in Pennsylvania that has held sway over so many elected officials, both in the state legislature and at the local levels of our government. Technically and process-wise, it's fairly easy to just disallow the use of taxpayer resources for collection of money that's being used for political purposes. And our legislation, I think, is not extensive in the language that's needed to make the change. And as far as implementation, it's easy to shut down the use of taxpayer resources for political purposes. You know, the problem here is that it's wrong. It's not ethical. We've had state legislators and state legislative staff going to jail over the last 5 to 10 years. We've seen many legislators going to jail, many staff people going to jail for using taxpayer resources for campaign purposes. We now allow unions to collect money out of their members' pockets that's then turned around and used specifically for their political action committees, which is nothing but campaign purposes. We also allow them to collect a portion of the dues that's used for political purposes, where they turn around and use that money to fight the taxpayers' voice, the legislators, on issues such as pension reform, liquor privatization, school choice, and the list goes on and on and on. So this is what's right versus what's wrong, and it's easy to do from a technical side, but legislatively it's been difficult to do because we have public sector unions giving money to so many legislators, and now they've given millions of dollars to this current new governor, Wolf, and many fear of what's going to happen with contract negotiations because of that.
Now, I've got a piece from Americans for Prosperity here on paycheck protection and what it is, and I find a part interesting. It says, according to the Commonwealth Foundation, and which, Bob Dick, you represent here this morning, and we're going to get to you and Mary as well, but according to the Commonwealth Foundation, in 2011, state government employee unions collected more than $40 million in dues and fees, and the Pennsylvania State Education Association took in $56 million in dues and fees, with an additional $24 million sent to union affiliates, mainly the National Education Association. So there's a lot of money that is being collected here on part of the unions. Is all of that currently going through government, I guess I could say, some government resources to be collected?
Well, that's what all the dues that are being collected here from the state employees by the public sector unions are being collected through payroll deductions. And what's very unique is that we don't allow any other private political organization to collect money directly out of a government employee's paycheck. And taxpayers, in the process of doing that, are forced to pay for whatever the total is, the amount is, to collect that money. So taxpayers are forced to pay to have money collected. It's then turned around and used by the public sector union bosses to fight against the very issues and policies that need to be changed that people have sent their representatives here to the Capitol to change.
And that's exactly what you're doing, and we thank you for that. You're letting the people's voice be heard. There are plenty of other issues where the people's voice seems to not be heard, and we appreciate that you're going and working for that, for Pennsylvanians in this great state. Now, basically the main vehicle, from what I'm hearing, that needs to be taken out is basically a paycheck deduction, which inherently puts these funds that are deducted from a paycheck for union dues, inherently puts it in the hands of government processes through which taxpayer monies are being used to fund that. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, and that's what this bill essentially is destroying, where it is saying, no, as a private union, you need to handle this yourself. You cannot use government
paycheck deductions, which then uses taxpayer funds to do your handiwork. You need to get people employed as a private union because, and again, I would think if I was a member of a union, I would want to be completely separate from the boss that I'm working for, because isn't that the purpose of the union to begin with?
Well, that's you know, what the law has done. It's turned the Pennsylvania state government and the local governments across Pennsylvania into the bag man, so to speak, or the enforcer for the unions to go into an individual's paycheck and remove that money forcibly and then deposit that into the union's account through the payroll deduction process. And what should be occurring is a private political organization that has a membership should go directly to their membership to collect those dues and should not have a third party responsible and paying for those collections. And in this case, the third party is the Pennsylvania taxpayer. And that needs to come to an end because it's wrong.
And you're right. This is a matter of what's right and what's wrong. Because you cannot mesh taxpayers and their funds that are supposed to be completely going towards their benefit. You cannot all of a sudden put that into someone else's interest and do it without some kind of apprehension from the people. We're going to continue with Representative Metcalf. We also have Bob, Dick, and Mary. We're going to get to both of them as well in It's a New Day. We'll be back. Welcome back to the program. It's a new day. 1180 WFYL. Let your voice be heard at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-8255. You can call toll-free at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Let your voice be heard this morning. On air with us, we have Representative Daryl Metcalf from Pennsylvania General Assembly on the phone. We also have Mary Tebow with us in studio, who's with the Associated Builders and Contractors. She's president and CEO, and we have Bob Dick of the Commonwealth Foundation joining us in studio this morning, talking about paycheck protection, separating government vehicles from taking your taxpayer money, separating those vehicles from unions, private unions, collecting their dues, making sure that your money is not going towards collecting their dues, which may be used for political action committees, those PACs that we hear about in headlines all the time. Bob, I want to go to you because you actually have a story about how that happened, and this individual did not even know that their funds were being used the way that she thought they were.
Right. So this issue of paycheck protection is really about accountability. And for a teacher like Mary Trominer, she's a professor. She had a letter sent to her around the time of the election, and it was actually sent to her husband. It was addressed to her husband. And the letter basically read, please join Mary in voting for Tom Wolf. Well, there's a couple of problems with this. Number one, Mary was never supporting Tom Wolf in the election. Her union dues were used for this letter. By her union, and her husband was being misled by her union, you know, saying that she's supporting Governor Wolf. And so also there's this issue of her taxpayer resources being used to collect this money, which was then used to produce this letter that was misrepresenting her political views. So this really what paycheck protection would do is stop the collection of the political money that's used for this letter, as well as the taxpayer resources that are being used to collect this political money, and really put the power in the hands of a union members to decide whether or not they want to continue to support their union with the political portion of dues. And if they don't, then they can stop paying towards these unions who are using their money and many times to support candidates that are against their particular union members' wishes.
And this is a big source of funding, too, because they would have to basically implement another vehicle than paycheck deductions to collect dues. So that in and of itself is a big source of revenue because they don't have to worry about all those other vehicles to collect that.
And on that point, I would just say there's two bills currently in the Senate, Senate Bill 500 and Senate Bill 501. One is a statute, the other is a constitutional amendment. And what those basically would do is prevent the collection of political money. So we're talking about the political portion of dues as well as PAC contributions. So union dues, the portion of which ostensibly are supposed to be used to represent members, that would still be collected using taxpayer resources, although there's an issue there of the unions actually using that money for political purposes too, but that's a whole different point. But just to be clear, Senate Bill 500 as well as 501, they're moving towards ending the collection of political money, PAC money, as well as the political portion of union dues.
Now, Mary, you kind of have some points as to how can a union do this? How can they separate themselves from these paycheck deductions right now? How can they implement new practical ways to do this? You were wanting to speak to this point.
Well, and Bob and Representative Metcalf did a great job of explaining the mechanism of how this works if you are in a public union, that you have this automatic paycheck deduction for union dues and for PAC contributions. We represent the open market, the non-union sector, the merit shop, specifically construction industry. And if you are not a union employee, it is not legal in the state of Pennsylvania to deduct from an employee's paycheck for political action purposes. So we have a PAC, we have a political action committee where we support candidates that support free enterprise. And the mechanism that we use to collect PAC dollars is much, much different than the public employee sector. When we recruit money, when we raise money for our PAC, we are required to go to each person individually, solicit them individually. They need to sign a prior authorization form, and we're extremely accountable. Our members, our construction members, will ask us, who are you supporting? What did you do on this bill? Before they'll give us a PAC donation. So it's not as easy as just deducting $5 from each employee's paycheck.
So basically, the union's got it real good right now.
Yes, they do. It's a money machine.
And you know what? My fiance, she is a school teacher. She teaches elementary music, and she loves it. She went to school for music. But she, okay, would not even dream of supporting some of the politicians, organizations that are being deducted illegally from her paycheck right now, because it is illegal. You just made that point. It is illegal to deduct that money from her paycheck using government resources. So her own money is being used to take her money out of her own money. I've said her money three times now. Out of her own money. And you know what? It's really just appropriate on tax day, isn't it? But taking her own money with her own money to go to a union for someone else's money, for someone else's interest.
Mike, can I just make one clarification?
Yeah.
On the legality of this, it actually is legal to deduct the union dues as well as PAC contributions if the employee decides that they want to give money to a union. So the PAC money is voluntary, and they are allowed to do that, and that is legal, which is the problem. Unions are a privileged class in Pennsylvania. They have many benefits that are conferred to them by law. One of those being, of course, collection of political money using taxpayer resources. I would emphasize that taxpayers do not have a choice in this, so they're still going to be their resources are still going to be used to collect the PAC money for unions as well as the political portion of union dues. But again, it is legal, which is a huge problem because we have taxpayers subsidizing causes that they disagree with
for the union. It's legal for the union, for the open shop community, those of us who are not signatory to any union, public or private, you can't deduct from a paycheck.
It's only
for political purposes.
It's only public sector employees that can do that, and that's what this bill is trying to change.
Right.
Representative Metcalf, again, we have Mary Tebow in here. She's president and CEO of Associated Builders and Contractors, talking about some of her own personal experience and what they have to do to take out funds or to actually solicit funds, it more sounds like, from members to use for PACs. Your reaction? Representative Metcalf.
So what Mary had described, and then what Bob was trying to clarify, and she kind of shows the confusion that taxpayers should have right now related to why in the world would the law allow for the unions, a private political organization, to use taxpayer resources for political purposes, ultimately, to collect their union PAC money, the political action committee money, and to collect the money that they then use for political purposes to try and defeat the very policies that taxpayers have sent the majority of their representatives and senators here to try and advocate for and to try and put in place. So I think the right versus wrong side of this issue is what should make it clear to taxpayers is that when legislators and legislative staff use taxpayer resources for campaign purposes, they go to jail. When private political organizations, unions, use taxpayer resources for political purposes, they get off scot-free because it's allowed under the law. And we need to change the law because the law right now is allowing for something that should be illegal and is immoral and is unethical, and it is just outright wrong for the taxpayers of Pennsylvania to be forced to subsidize what they do not support ultimately.
And I hear in my head, just ringing ever so clearly, President Obama constantly talking about closing loopholes for the upper crust, tax loopholes. I can't help but think about taxes on tax day.
Right.
In saying he's going to close loopholes so that everyone else can get their quote-unquote fair share. This is one heck of a loophole for unions, is it not?
Well, it's a huge loophole for unions, that unions are allowed to do something that if anybody else does it here in the state capitol, they can go to jail for it. And it's just a matter of the taxpayers not being heard once again by the people who they've elected, because the majority of legislators have the ability to put this legislation on the governor's desk. The governor, we expect, would veto it, and that's why we've introduced constitutional amendments both in the Senate and we're preparing to here in the House. I have a circulation of a co-sponsor memo out. And what was talked about a little bit was some of the legislation has been crafted in a way that we're just trying to remove the money that's used for politics and for campaigns. I don't believe that a union should be allowed to use taxpayer resources to collect any component of their membership dues. They're a private political organization. They should have to go to their membership and have a check written out for that due, just like the NRA or just like any other private political organization has to. So my constitutional amendment would say that no union dues deductions are allowed by any government entity in this state at the moment.
And I think you'd have a lot of people agreeing with you, Representative Metcalf, on both sides of the aisle. I want to get reactions from both Bob and Mary when we come back, and I want to also touch on some of the opposing viewpoints, if there are any, to this. Right here on It's a New Day, let your voice be heard, 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-8255. We'll be back with Representative Metcalf, Mary Tebow, and Bob Dick right after this. Welcome back to the program. You can call in at 610-539-TALK, that's 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180, toll-free, that's 1-877-667-1180, toll-free. We have Representative Metcalf with us on the phone talking about paycheck protection. We also have Mary Tebow. She's with the Associated Builders and Contractors. And then we have Bob Dick with the Commonwealth Foundation, all talking about paycheck protection and another important piece of legislation you should know about, the Taxpayer Protection Act. Our Representative Metcalf has worked on that act, what it means, what it does, and why it's important for you to know, and some input from the business community from Mary Tebow on that as well. But let's go ahead and finish, though, on this paycheck protection And I have a list again from the Commonwealth Foundation, so Bob, you've probably seen this. What it does not do, does not make Pennsylvania right to work. It does not change how unions can collectively bargain over wages, benefits, or working conditions. We talked about that just a little bit. Prevent workers from joining a union. Eliminate union dues or mandatory fee payments. These are things it does not do. Does not weaken workers' rights. Does not prevent unions from engaging in politics. Does not attack the middle class. Does not cut jobs, wages, or benefits. Does not silence workers or infringe on their freedom of speech, affect the private sector, union workers, or impact public safety unions. That's a long and good list. And just so the listener's aware, now, Bob, you said that there is a conflict of interest here for Governor Wolf.
That's right. So right now, Governor Wolf and his administration are in the process of negotiating contracts with actually some of his biggest campaign contributors, and that being the government unions. Now, in these contracts is a provision that allows for the deduction of political money. And this is a provision that Governor Wolf would benefit from, has already benefited from in his last election, but would benefit from again in 2018 if he were to run for re-election, because that's money that's being used then to go to his campaign. So he's essentially negotiating a benefit for his own campaign, and he's talked a lot about conflict of interest, and you know he's put out reforms to limit conflicts of interest in his own administration. So it would behoove him to lead by example here and take this provision out of the contract, so there is no conflict of interest, and he can be really it's have a fresh start that he wants to talk about all the time. This is an issue that for him he can lead on.
What is the opposition to this?
Well, it's really from the unions, and they're a privileged class, as I mentioned. They don't want to have to collect their own money. They want to have taxpayers do it for them, and it's really not fair. All those things that you mentioned, those are points that they bring up, and again and again, just to deflect from this issue. But in reality, this is about treating people equally and leveling the political playing field.
The opposition is essentially those that the current legislation is benefiting. They don't want this to change because it's benefiting them. So you have this perpetual cycle of dues being taken out of public employees' unions to support individuals who want this bill to stay in place and who may or may not represent the true beliefs of the employees whose dues these checks were taken from.
Representative Metcalf, what do you think of that list that I read at the beginning?
Well, we have this problem that we have here in Pennsylvania, when people start hearing the misinformation coming out of the unions about what this really is, which is exactly what the unions are doing, is misinforming their membership and misinforming the public every chance they get when they see this proposal moving forward, because they fear having to go directly to their union members and get their money. Because if they have to go to their union membership and get their money, then they'll have to be more accountable to their union membership. So that's why when you see surveys done, I believe Commonwealth Foundation did a survey that showed that even union members don't believe that, in a majority fashion, don't believe that taxpayer resources to be used to collect union dues. So, you know, this is a very basic piece of legislation to say that taxpayer resources should not be used to collect a private political organization's dues for them. No one else gets this privilege. Only public sector unions, and we need to bring it to an end.
Because it's reprehensible. And this is how appropriate that the government would be taking taxpayer funds to work for the privileged in Washington and not for the taxpayer on tax day. It doesn't get any better than that, does it? I mean, as far as for radio, and that's tongue-in-cheek to the 10th degree.
Well, and that brings up a good point that you talked with us a little bit off the air about, and the next topic, which is the Taxpayer Protection Act, House Bill 472, authored by Representative Krieger. We had that bill in my committee. We passed that bill out of my committee March 2nd, just before the new governor's budget address to the General Assembly, to send a message, and that's that we should limit state government spending. And we have a constitutional amendment that would limit state government spending and would stop the kind of $4.7 billion tax and spending increase that the new Governor Wolf is proposing on the taxpayers of Pennsylvania right now. $4.7 billion increase in taxes and spending this governor wants. And if we had a Taxpayer Protection Act in place already, it would stop that increase this year.
And we're not even talking about all of the or the major deficit, or at least the deficit that it only looks to be about $2 billion. But if you look at actually union pensions, that's another point worth mentioning. Goes
right
into about $100 billion, I believe, if I may be maybe off, maybe $10 billion or $10 million. I don't know. Billion. What's the difference? It's all a matter of zeros and ones. So, Mary, you were looking at this for taxpayer protection, for the Taxpayer Protection Act from a business standpoint. You're saying these are common sense principles, the Taxpayer Protection Act. Again, moving on from the paycheck protection here.
Correct. These are common sense principles representing the business community and the commercial contractor specifically. These are principles that companies need to put in place every day. They can't spend more than what they have. They need to put spending limits in place. They move at the rate of inflation. And these are things that our elected officials should follow as well. I find it interesting. There's actually a companion bill, Senate bill, that Senator Mike Fulmer has introduced. And in his sponsorship memo, he noted that according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 30 states operate under a tax or expenditure limitation, and Pennsylvania is in the minority with having no controls.
Tell me, how important is it, Mary, that a business have a budget?
It's extremely important. Extremely important. It's funny, we talk about this on tax days. Everyone's submitting their taxes. Uh-huh. But if you spend too much, you essentially go belly up. And we've seen many businesses over the downturn of the economy the last 6, 7, 8 years who have overspent and not been able to keep the doors open. So that is a huge priority for a good business, a well-run business.
So I'm sorry, I must be missing something here. So why is it different for the government?
Exactly. This is a common sense bill. Representative Metcalf is doing his fair share in getting this passed in the House, and we hope that the Senate does the same.
Bob, we only got about a minute 20 here. I want you to have the last word on taxpayer protection.
Sure. So the reason why this is so important is because spending has increased exponentially since 1970. In 1970, a family of four, the government was spending about $8,500 per family of four. In 2014, we're now spending about $22,350. That's a 160% increase. So this is really the spending restraints are really necessary because of the growth in government over the last few decades, which has increased the tax burden on Pennsylvanians.
Well, as you go out on tax day today, remember that good old Uncle Sam is watching out for you. Representative Metcalf, we appreciate your time coming here and talking with us this morning on paycheck protection and taxpayer protection, and thank you for all the work that you're doing up on the Pennsylvania Hill. Thank you so much for joining us. And
Thank you. It was good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. Mary Tebow, again, thank you so much, President and CEO of the Associated Builders and Contractors,
thank
for joining
you.
Us, and Bob Dick of the Commonwealth Foundation. It's tax day. Make sure you're filed. And we'll see you tomorrow on It's a New Day.
Some other guy, the government.